With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Earlier today, the University of Memphis announced a new athletic director hire. His name is Laird Veach. We are pleased to be joined by University of Memphis President Dr. M. David Rudd to discuss all of that and more. He's here now. Dr. Rudd, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Doing well.
Yeah, I got almost.
And I got to say, I love the background music. Good choice.
Yeah, almost have to yell over it. You know, it's just blaring. But that's good. That's good. So you made the athletic director hire today, or at least you announced it today. It's Laird Veach, associate athletic director from Florida. What did you like about him?
Oh, everything. We have been very thoughtful about this. We've been in the search for about 6 weeks or so, and we've been doing this quietly, and we looked at what we wanted, consulted a national network of folks that we have relationships with. We decided that Laird was our guy, and we recruited him, went after him, and it's worked out. So we're extremely pleased.
When you are sort of embarking on a search like this, obviously you look at what you have built over there in the athletic department, you know, especially the major revenue sports, football and basketball. It's as healthy as it's ever been. What are you prioritizing, you know, in the hire? Like, what are the boxes that you're trying to check?
Well, you know, certainly it's not just about where we are currently, but it's about where we want to be. And so, you know, I think we all would agree that the sands of college athletics will continue to shift over the course of the next 4 to 5 years. We need somebody who not only has capacity for our local sports and what we treasure at the University of Memphis, but we need somebody that brings a national network to the university, connects us to a national network in a significant way, and can take the next step with Tiger Athletics. And I think, John, as you can see from the endorsements that Laird has nationally, he brings that without any hesitation, and it's a wonderful group of people.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, did you get these quotes yourself? I mean, it's great reporting.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we have been cultivating this for a while. Like I said, Laird's national reputation is just exceptional. When we ask around, when we talk to people about what we were looking for in the next athletic director at the University of Memphis, this guy's name just kept coming up, and it didn't matter who we talked to. So it became very clear that this was the guy that we wanted. This is a guy that would bring all of the skill set, and it's not just around management of athletics and fundraising, media relations, but a national network to move us forward as an institution and certainly the athletic department.
How many candidates would you say there were, Dr. Rowe, that you actually brought in and interviewed? Were there a great number of them? Did you boil it down to a finalist list, sort of the process? What can you tell us?
No, we handled this like we handled a coaching search. Mm-hmm. And we looked at and considered a lot of people over the course of time. But ultimately, we feel like we need to do this with what's most efficient and effective for us. And so we start at the top of the list, and we've done that with our last several coaching hires. And luckily, we got the top of the list, and that was Laird.
We are, of course, talking to Dr. M. David Rudd, University of Memphis president. You mentioned it. You got the testimonials, and you talked about it, how this is not just a move for right now. It's also a move for going forward. So how important is reputation and perception? Because we know that matters so much in a variety of realms, honestly. So how important was reputation of the new AD hire in this decision?
Oh, critical. I don't know that, you know, I don't know that it's a part of your brand identity for anything. And that includes the reputation of the university as a whole, the reputation of the athletic department. But that individual that leads Tiger Athletics has got to have an impeccable reputation. And I think that if you talk with anyone, and I'm sure you guys will in the coming days and weeks, you'll talk with people across the country about Laird, you're going to hear the same thing over and over again about his character, about his integrity, about his capacity. The thing I love about Laird, frankly, this is a hardworking blue-collar guy that fits with this community. He is a perfect fit for Memphis. You're going to discover that very quickly. He loves being in the community and out. You're gonna find a guy that you're gonna pick up and call and ask to be on your show. He's gonna be there. He's gonna be out developing relationships. He is a remarkably effective fundraiser. In addition to all these other skills, I don't think realistically we could have done better.
What does it say about this place, about the University of Memphis, that you could get a guy like Laird Veach, who's a relatively young administrator from a Power 5 school, from an SEC school like Florida? What does that say about the job that you guys have done here at Memphis and sort of what you've built?
Well, I will tell you, we've moved the thing significantly. I will tell you that undeniably, the reputational value, the visibility, the brand identity and brand equity has improved significantly. And I would encourage you, you know, when you look at it, it's not just the fact that we're bringing somebody from the University of Florida, but Laird has been in the University of Texas, Missouri, Kansas State, Iowa State, and has been connected to some of the best programs in the country. And he's excited about being at the University of Memphis. I think that speaks volumes.
To kind of piggyback on that, did you get a sense, and we've speculated on it, but you're on the inside, Dr. Rhodes, you can tell us better. You know, with where the football program is, with where the men's basketball program and where you guys have got that thing now, was this a deal where a lot of folks wanted the job? We said, well, look at how attractive it is right now. Yes, there are still challenges, but did you feel that going in? Were a lot of people contacting you? Did a lot of folks want the gig?
Oh,
I imagine so.
Enormous interest in the job. I mean, undeniable interest in the job nationally. I mean, we had very significant interest in the job. And we did not use a search firm on this. I mean, we did not need to use a search firm on this. We've got a good network nationally now. We had a remarkable amount of interest in the position that was spontaneous. We didn't have to cultivate that. That was spontaneous. And so it is, I think, an extremely attractive position and a great opportunity to take this thing another step. Mm-hmm. I mean, we certainly have done well in the last number of years, but we've got some ground to cover, and we've got a guy that can help us do that.
We had Allie on the show earlier this week, Dr. Rudd, and obviously, I mean, a fantastic ambassador for the University of Memphis. It was a short time as interim AD, but what can you say about the job that he did there and stepping up and helping sort of fill the gap there?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say a couple things. One, Allie has been invaluable, and I can't thank Allie enough. I would tell you that the transition, we're still working on the transition time for Laird.
Yeah.
So it'll be a month or so before he makes the transition. Allie has been a critical part of this process. I mean, Allie has been right there beside me the entire way, and several of us as we have moved this thing forward and brought Laird on. Allie is just really a tremendous asset, not just for the university, but for this community. And the other thing I would add to you, Allie's going to be around. Allie is going to work with me as a special assistant to the president's office after this transition happens. We've got a number of fundraising efforts underway, one specifically for men's basketball that we have quietly launched that we'll be talking more about in the coming months. Allie's going to work into the spring and help me finish that. So Allie's still going to be around, still going to have a strong presence with this university, and we're proud to claim him.
Maybe you're not ready to necessarily announce that, but, I mean, is it facility-related with basketball? I mean, you guys have the Taj Mahal of the practice facility. What more do you need over there?
Well, I will tell you, we are working broadly, and we're not ready to announce, but I'll give you some general broad strokes. We are looking at creating an endowment for the program.
Gotcha.
And it would be an endowment for the coaching staff, for the program, for the facility. When you build a great facility, you've got an incredible coach and an incredible staff. I think it's wise and significant, important to go ahead and endow the thing and start to talk about sustainability.
Dr. Rudd, that football team you've got over there is projected to be favored in every game this season. Is that something you talk about around the office going undefeated, or are you worried you might jinx it? Are you a week to week guy?
I never talk about those things. And God love you, I think you just jinxed it.
I wondered if you were that kind of. You are a jinx man. I apologize if I have. I don't think Norvell's going to need it.
I tell you, and what a job that guy has done. We're really excited for Coach Norvell, and you know, just blessed to have him on our staff and as a part of this university and part of this community. And I have to say, we're thrilled that, you know, we've got that facility moving forward, and they've started the work on the second phase. And, you know, if this rain would stop and we get some clear weather, that thing would move a little quicker.
No question. It also looks like you stopped in on Memphis basketball practice. Was that yesterday, the day before? You stopped in, you got a chance to see the team, huh?
Yeah, we had an event over there last night, and I realized they were back there practicing. I go in, and who is out there dunking but Coach Miller? And that guy hasn't lost a step. So I don't know. You know, there are times where you've got to wonder, those guys are still remarkably competitive.
Yeah, no, it's such an advantage, too, for them to be out there and practice. We got to see 15 minutes or so earlier this week, and you can definitely tell it just elevates practice. I wanted to ask you, because this is the first time we've had you since it all went down. UConn is out. UConn is no longer a member of the AAC, at least after this year. What do you think of that? I mean, just from your sort of unique vantage point, what did you make of their departure?
I think it's important for every university to do what's in their best interest. And I'm close to, you know, close to the former president at UConn. I've not had the opportunity. The new president just transitioned in July. We've not had an opportunity to meet. I think it's important for every university to do what they feel like is in their best interest. And they certainly have taken that step, and we wish them nothing but the best. I will tell you that this is a remarkably strong conference. It will stay strong and get better as time passes. And so we feel very good about the position we're in as a conference. I don't know that we've ever had greater continuity and solidarity in the conference. We just feel very good about where we are and where we're going. And I always take a second to praise Mike Oresko. He's done a fabulous job. I know Mike remarkably well, work very closely with him, and we're just grateful to have him.
Do you anticipate that their departure will have any ramifications at all on the agreed-upon television contract?
No, we don't have any, we don't anticipate any problems.
Okay.
And again, we're confident in it moving forward, and we think that we're positioned really well. And I think you can tell that the football in this conference has gotten incredibly good. Basketball is just fabulous. And seeing Memphis back to where it is, you've got to feel good about that.
Were you of the mind as well with Mike Oresko that staying sort of where you are as a conference with the departure of UConn was the right move, in that there was really not necessarily anybody out there that jumps out at you in terms of adding value to the conference? Were you in agreement with Oresko on that?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Shoulder to shoulder with Mike on that, and I think we all are. You won't find anybody that's not. We're in full agreement about that. We think the conference is strong. If we felt that there was significant value add, we would certainly evaluate it, discuss it. At this point, we feel really good about where we are and where we're headed.
Yeah, certainly exciting times over at the University of Memphis. Dr. Rudd, congrats on the hire.
Appreciate your time.
We will see you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. You take care.
Yep, he is University of Memphis President Dr. M. David Rudd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.